Play Ball. Play Ball with Babe Ruth. Play Ball with the Navy. The United States Navy brings you the adventures of Babe Ruth. And here to tell you about the immortal Babe is the man who knew him so well, his pal, the popular sports reporter, Steve Martin.
There was a fellow called Harry the Hat, another one named Babe Ruth, and a young sports writer named Steve Martin. And there was a bit of feud which changed all of their lives. But before I tell you how the big fella and I got to be lifelong friends when he saved my job and my future, maybe we ought to think about your future, too. And I'm talking to you young fellas of 17 or more. I've been in either the regular Navy or in the reserve since I was 17, and when I tell you that Navy life is a good life, I know what I'm talking about. It's not only good, but it's productive, important. It was in the Navy that my love of sports really blossomed when I discovered that I should write about them as well as play them. And the same thing has happened to thousands of other young men. They've made lifelong friends, found their futures in their hometown Navy, the U.S. Naval Reserve. Yes, the Naval Reserve offers the opportunity to study a trade and at the same time enjoy membership in an organization that's made up of friends working and playing together, while enjoying the great privilege of helping to keep America strong. Yes, sir, find out about your hometown Navy, the U.S. Naval Reserve. If you're over 17 and want to get in on a good thing, join the United States Naval Reserve, your hometown Navy. You can do it very easily by contacting your local Navy recruiting office.
You make a lot of sense to me, Steve.
Thanks, Jack.
Incidentally, you young men will want a copy of Play Ball Around the World, the intensely interesting booklet on Navy sports, which you can get without obligation at your local Navy recruiting office. And now, back to Steve Martin and the adventures of Babe Ruth.
I was a young reporter fresh out of Iowa, and my first big chance came when the sports writer of the New York News Syndicate picked me to be Babe Ruth's personal writer. I was on top of the world when I went to the Yankee Stadium to meet the big fella. It was almost game time, and he was alone in the clubhouse with a skinny, sharp-faced character. When I opened the door, it looked like I had walked in.
I'll piece you right in the nose. That's what I ought to do.
Let go of me, Ruth.
Next time I will, too, only there better not be any next time. Come on now, out you go.
Let go, you big clown, or I'll
No, piece you won't do anything, you dirty little punk. Now, out you go.
And don't come back.
Hey, who are you?
Well, my name's Steve Martin. I'm with the News Syndicate.
A reporter?
That's right.
What just happened isn't for publication. Get it?
Well, I was going to ask you, who was that character and what...
You mean you don't know him?
No, you see, I'm pretty new around here.
Good, then forget all about it.
But what
Forget
happened?
It, I said. Look, Martin, I've got to get out in the field, but if it's an interview you want, I'll meet you after the game.
Well, it's not exactly an interview.
Huh?
I'm your new personal writer, Babe.
Huh? No, you're not. I've got a writer.
What do you mean? The syndicate just assigned me to the job.
Oh, yeah, they told me. Look, I'm sorry, kid. I had to tell him to call you off.
Why?
Well, there's a guy I worked with before, a friend of mine, see. I told the syndicate I'd kind of like to have him write my stuff.
Well, that's a dirty trick. The syndicate picked me.
Oh, don't get sore, kid. You're young yet. You'll get lots of other chances.
Don't give me that kid stuff. I'm as old as you are.
Okay. Like I said, I'm sorry. Now, I'll try to square it for you sometime. I've got to get out on the field now. So long.
Is that a big fella double-cross you too, huh?
Huh? Who are you?
Just call me Cully. I heard what happened in there. You know why Babe done you out of the writing job, don't you?
Sure. He wants it for a pal of his.
Uh-huh. You know who his pal is?
No, and I don't care.
Well, you ought to be in a reporter. It's Harry Bogan.
Who?
Don't you know who Harry Bogan is? Harry the Hat, they call him.
No, I don't know him. I haven't been in New York long.
No? Well, let me tell you about Harry. He used to be a big sports reporter. He had a column. In the Hat, he called it. But the trouble with Harry, he couldn't let the bottle alone. It got so bad, he not only lost his column, he couldn't hold a job.
What? You mean Babe Ruth turned me down for a washed-up booze hound?
Sure he did. What does Babe care about a nice young fella like you? He wants a guy like Harry around to go carousing around with at night.
Now, wait a minute. The sports writers tell me that Babe likes to have fun, but he lives clean and keeps himself in condition.
That's a lot of baloney. Why do you suppose he's in a slump? He ain't hitting the size of his cap.
Well, any player can get in a slump once in a while.
It's on account he's up all night with Harry the Hat having himself a big time. That's why he's slumping and why the Yanks are in fourth place.
Why, I can't believe it.
I can prove it.
You can?
Yeah. If I give you the facts, will you write them up for the papers in your syndicate? You can show them up to the whole country for the kind of guy he really is. Getting a big salary and not even keeping in condition. Letting down his team and all the fans. You call that playing square?
Well, no. If what you say is true, but
I told you I'd give you the facts, didn't I? Look, kid, this is your chance to get back at that double crosser. And not only that, when you give the papers a scoop, you'll be a big shot reporter. You won't have to beg Babe Ruth to let you write for him.
My instinct told me not to trust Cully, but I was so burned up at the raw deal I thought Babe had given me, I didn't listen to my instinct. Losing this job and the salary boost that went with it meant I would have to postpone my wedding to the girl back home. About a week later, my editor called me into his office.
Steve, a good reporter always writes the truth. He doesn't let his personal feelings color it.
What do you mean, sir?
Ever since Babe Ruth turned you down as his personal writer, you've been taking snide cracks at him in your stories. The big fella's the greatest ball player who ever lived, and he's a grand guy.
That's what you think.
And so does everyone else who knows him.
They're wrong, and so are you, as you'll find out.
What do you mean?
I'll have a big story for you any day now. It'll knock your eyes out, and it'll wake up every fan in the country. You just wait and see. Hello?
Steve?
Yes, who's this?
This is Cully. Listen, when are you going to write that story about the big guy?
I haven't got enough proof yet, Cully.
I gave you plenty of proof.
But most of it hasn't been firsthand. I've got to see for myself.
Okay, maybe at 79th and 2nd Avenue in half an hour. I'll show you.
I met Cully that night. And an hour later, I was back at the office pounding out the story that was going to ruin Babe Ruth and make me a star reporter. I felt a little sick writing it. But the arguments Cully had given me kept running through my mind.
He's getting the biggest salary in baseball, but he ain't even keeping in condition. He's letting his team down and the fans. You call that playing square?
I finished the story and looked at the clock. There was just time enough to make the morning editions. I dropped my story on the city editor's desk and went home, feeling a little sick again, as if I'd broken a beautiful statue. When I opened my door, the phone was ringing. Hello?
Steve, this is the city desk. We just got a flash. Babe Ruth went to West Side Hospital.
What?
Hop right up there and find out about it.
I made the hospital and nothing flat and was the first reporter there. A nurse directed me to an anteroom where I found a tall, gray-haired man.
Yes?
Oh, excuse me, Father.
It's Brother, my son, Brother Matthias.
Brother Matthias?
Yes.
Oh, you're the man who taught the Babe to play ball at St. Mary's Industrial Home.
Oh, I gave him a few pointers, that's all. He was a natural ball player. Ah, poor Babe.
What happened to him, sir?
Nothing happened to him.
What? Well, then why did
I... A friend who was very dear to him died. Harry Bogan.
Bogan?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean Harry the Hat?
They called him that. He was a wonderful man.
Oh, yeah? He was a... Well, I'm sorry.
I understand. But judge not, my son. Perhaps, had you been in his place, you would have done as he did.
What do you mean, sir?
Harry had cancer.
Cancer?
Yes, incurable cancer. But he never complained. No one even knew he had it. Except he and his doctor, Babe and I. That was why he sometimes drank, though. And why he could no longer hold a job.
What a poor guy. I didn't know that he had...
He had been raised at St. Mary's, too. And he helped Babe a great deal when Babe broke into baseball. Babe never forgot it. When he got a chance, he made Harry his personal writer. Of course, Harry did very little writing.
Who did?
Babe.
Babe?
Yeah, it was pretty hard work, too. Babe isn't an easy writer. And after a tough ball game and then trailing poor Harry around town half the night to see that nothing happened to him, well, Babe often sat up until morning writing Harry's stories for him.
So that's it. And I thought that...
I told him it was no wonder his betting average slumped.
Great Scott, what a fool I've been.
You, my son?
Yes, me. I ought to have my head examined. I ought to... Wait, what time is it?
5:40.
Oh, it's too late. The story's gone to press. The papers will be on the streets in a few minutes.
What story?
The story that'll finish the big fella and me, too.
I don't understand.
I don't know what I can do now, but I've got to get back to the office. Goodbye, Brother Matthias. Sure. You mean you didn't print my story about Babe?
No, Steve. Fortunately, we had a call from the district attorney in time.
The district attorney?
His men have been watching a racketeer and gambler named Cully Wilson. And the D.A. told me that you were seen with Nelson last night.
Well, yes. You see, I...
And the D.A. want to know all about you. Seems that Cully Nelson tried to bribe Babe Ruth to throw a series. The big fellow threw him out in his ear, of course. And then reported the incident to the police. Well, I put two and two together and figured that Cully wanted to get back at Babe. And fed you this phonus balonus about Babe being a bum. And you, being young and green, had fallen for it. So I held up the story until I could check with you. Now, was I right?
Oh, yes, sir. I don't know what to say, except... Well, I'm a sore head and a chump and... Oh, shucks, I wish I was dead. I'll clean out my desk and go back to Iowa, sir.
Hey, not so fast, Steve Martin. Huh? I want to talk to you.
Babe! I had to tell Ruth about this, Steve.
Yeah, sure, I understand. Well, Babe, go ahead, sock me. I've got it coming.
Oh, no, I'm no dummy. If I sock you, you won't be able to work for a week. I can't stay up any more nights writing newspaper stories. I've got to sleep so I can start hitting again.
What do you mean?
What do you suppose I mean? You're my writer, aren't you?
Me?
Sure.
No, wait, Babe. You can't be serious.
Why not? Didn't you tell me that Steve here has the makings of a great sports writer?
Well, yes, but that was before...
Oh, he made a mistake. I've made lots of them. Haven't you ever made any?
Yes, of course.
Okay, but... so forget it, and everybody be happy. When are you ready to come to work, Steve?
Well, by any time, I guess, Babe.
Well, right now.
But, I don't know how to say it, Babe.
Oh, forget it. I had a hunch the first time I saw you, we were going to be pals. Come on now, let's you and I go get something to eat. And I'll go to sleep, and you go to work. And that's the way it's going to be from here on in. Okay?
Okay, Babe. And thanks. There's a wonderful spirit in young fellas. I had it. All you young fellas have it. You want to get ahead. You want to be somebody. To have knowledge and skill that'll bring you success and security and a feeling of accomplishment. Well, I'll tell you right now, you can get all that and more in your hometown Navy, the United States Naval Reserve. You'll make new friends. You'll be trained and trained well in any one of the many Navy skills. You'll have a chance for advancement. And by golly, if you stay with it a while, you'll be eligible for retirement pay besides. From my own experience, I know these things are true. And besides, you have that good feeling inside that you're doing something that's really worthwhile.
That's absolutely right, Steve. And remember, fellows, don't forget to get your copy of Play Ball Around the World. It's an exciting, colorful, interesting book that tells the whole story of Navy sports. And you can get it free simply by asking for it at your local Navy recruiting office. Well, Steve Martin, what have you got coming up next week?
Well, I've got a honey about a goat, Jack.
A goat?
Yeah, a goat named Sweet William who won a flag for the Yankees. See you all next week.
The Adventures of Babe Ruth is produced by Woody Close, directed by Ronald Dawson, written by Ben Freeman, and brought to you by the United States Navy.